Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reggie McLaughlin. I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, please call 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. Home care with compassion, My Independence at Home.
And my name is Brianna Timmons. I am the recruiting and marketing coordinator for My Independence at Home. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website at www.myiah under our careers page to complete an application. Or you can come and visit us every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for our open interviews. That is held at 1 Winding Drive, Monroe Building Suite 101, Philadelphia, PA 19131, located conveniently right on City Line and Presidential Avenue.
Now, Brianna, what amenities do our caregivers get with My Independence at Home?
We offer a number of benefits such as PTO, 401k, health and dental. We offer weekly pay. We offer overtime. A lot of companies are not paying overtime. We do pay overtime. So come on over to My Independence at Home.
Again, the number is 215-921-2277 if you're looking for employment. We are looking to really hire quite a bit of people. We have flex times. We have full-time, part-time, and we do have some day work. Again, 215-921-2277. Now, we have, it's going to be a great show. We have InnovAge on the, we're going to interview InnovAge here. We have on the line with us, Maria. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, this is Maria. Thank you so much for having us. How are you doing today?
Quite well, and yourself?
Doing great, thank you. Such a pleasure to have you all, to be with all of you.
Can you tell us about yourself and what your position is at InnovAge?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Maria Lozano, and I am Chief Business Development Operations Officer for InnovAge. I've been with the organization for 6 years. And happy to say that I am responsible for opening new sites across the enterprise, across the country. And I work with our teams to continuously optimize operations. So it's a twofold role, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you. And can you please explain to us what InnovAge is, what they do in the community?
Yes, absolutely. InnovAge is a life program, and it's a program of all-inclusive care for seniors. We empower seniors to live independently in their own home and community for as long and safely as possible. And that truly is what InnovAge is all about. So InnovAge is an organization that provides the services. We're a program of all-inclusive care, and we have been in Philadelphia for many, many years, and we have 4 locations currently right now. So we're both a combination of provider of care and an insurance company. We provide all services that patients, that participants would need to remain living independently in the community. So we have beautiful centers where we provide activities and meals. We have our primary care clinic. We have social work. We have physical therapy, recreational therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We have our own fleet of transportation that picks up people from their home, brings them to their to our centers, to outside appointments. We provide with meals, and we provide with complete coordination of care. So typically, the participants, and we call them participants because they participate in the program and in their plan of care, would otherwise be institutionalized in a skilled nursing facility. Being part of a PACE life program like InnovAge allows them to remain home for as long as possible. And we provide all the services during the day at our centers, and we provide with all the support that they need at home, such as medical equipment. We deliver all their medication. We provide home care and home health services in the home. So definitely a comprehensive approach to healthcare, all under one organization, which is InnovAge.
So, Maria, you open up the new facilities, is that correct? You said all over the country. Did I hear that?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, sir.
So what states are you in?
We are currently in beautiful California. We are in the state of New Mexico, which is a state that we love. The state of Colorado. We are in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and we are very soon to open a new facilities in upcoming states. So we are very, very proud to be the largest life-based program provider in the country based on the number of participants served. And our mission is to continue expanding the services across the country and bring it to more states and bring it to more seniors in this beautiful Philadelphia market as well.
And in the states, do you cover all counties in these states that you mentioned, or are you only specifically in certain counties? So I know in Pennsylvania is big, and my Independence at Home, we service Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks, Delaware, and Chester. So do you guys service specific counties or all of the states?
Yes, absolutely. So we service very specific counties and very specific zip codes. Right now, we have 4 centers. We have a center, Pennypack, one St. Bart's. We are in Allegheny and also in Henry Avenue. And my team, who will be on the call with you all today, will be able to explain to you the geographical distance that we cover. But we expand pretty wide across Philadelphia.
Yes, I'm going to thank you so much, Maria, for that. You can hang on, but we want to start off with, we're going to continue, should I say, with Miss Linda Harris-Aston. You're with, good afternoon. Welcome to
good
the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what you do for InnovAge?
So I am an area director here in Philadelphia. There are 2 of us, and we cover 2 centers each. So I cover the Allegheny and the Henry Avenue site, and my colleague covers the Pennypack and the St. Bart's site.
Now, what are your duties for the sites?
I do everything.
You do everything.
So,
She's like us.
No, my primary focus is on our participants. So what our goals are is to make sure that our, as Maria stated, we want to make sure that our participants are living independently in their homes. And so I am responsible for the center activities, not necessarily the recreation, but all of the activities in the center. We have an interdisciplinary team which coordinates the care. And so I am an active part of the interdisciplinary team where we make decisions with our participants on the goals that they set, and then we roll those goals out to them. So if they decide they want to, they're in a wheelchair, they want to walk again, we have a wellness program there with rehab, physical and occupational therapy that'll help them. And so my responsibility is really an umbrella over all of the disciplines that we have.
Now, do you partner with New Cortland, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yes.
And New Cortland does the housing. Yes. So you have a partner, you guys do the medical, and then you have a partner that is doing the housing.
Absolutely.
Of the participants.
Yes.
Now, do you have acute care? Do you have independent living? Do you have hospice?
So we actually have a program internally where we take care of the participant who is on palliative care or hospice care. So we do that internally. We go out. We do exactly what a hospice would do with our participants. We provide them, you know, if they need a ventilation, we do that. We provide them with the beds, all the things that they would need in hospice, we would do it. And then we have our own employees who go out to participants that they are very familiar with, and the participants are familiar with our team. They go out and see them.
So do you have virtual doctors? Do you do house visits, or they must come to the clinic?
No, we do it all. If you need a virtual, we will call you up. If you need someone to come out to your home, we do that. And we have a clinic. We have a network of specialists that you can go out and you can see those specialists. And they're at Temple and they're at certain hospitals in the Philadelphia area that we really have a good partnership with.
And how accessible are you all? I know sometimes someone may need care and they'll call and maybe they won't be able to see or speak to a physician for another month or so. Are your doctors on call? Do they have access? Are they responding within 24 to 48 hours? What is the current wait for your participants?
So there is really no wait. We provide 24-hour care. Half of that care is over the phone. So if you call our on-call, you will get a live body calling you back. It will be a nurse, and if the nurse needs to contact the PCP, primary care provider, that nurse will do that. If you call and say you stubbed your toe and you need to be seen, you come in tomorrow. We will arrange transportation for you. We will make sure that if you need someone to come home, go there and dress you. If that's one of the IDT disciplines that you have, we'll have someone come to your home, dress you, get you ready, get you on the bus, get you to the primary care doc. And if you need to go somewhere else, we have transportation to get you there.
Absolutely. And all of these great perks, I know that they do not come for free. So what are the qualifications for someone to participate in your program?
It's actually a good question. So you have to be 55 years or older. You have to live in a certain zip code. You have to be eligible for Medicare or Medicaid or dual eligible. So we do have some people who are self-pay, and they'll pay a portion. So as long as you meet those criteria, then you are eligible for our program. We have a rigorous enrollment process, and they make sure that you qualify before you come in.
So the basic, I think there are different waivers. You have the home and community-based waiver. Mm-hmm. Then you have the life, I guess, waiver.
Yes.
And they, even though you might think they are the same, I think the guidelines are the same, $2,742.
They're the same guidelines.
Same guidelines. Mm-hmm. It's just you're choosing which program is better for you. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, because some people do need home and community-based waiver. They can go anywhere. But some people need that family kind of thing with the life.
Yes.
Because you always know someone's going to be there. You don't have to worry about someone going to your doctor, or there's, I guess, there are recreation rooms there.
Yes, we do.
See, you don't think I know this.
Do. See, you're good.
We do our research.
And also, you guys partner with us on a few events we had.
Yes, we do.
We did the
Healthy Aging Fall Festival this past October, and you guys were a major sponsor in that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, also last year, you guys sponsored our Healthy Aging Block Party that we had at New Cortland.
Without rain.
Without lots of heat. You can't win for winning, you know?
That's it.
But yes, you guys have been amazing partners. So we know that you are in the community. You do good community work just like we do.
Well, you know, the good thing is you're writing up community work. There's a lot of entities that come into the community, Brianna, and they take out. They put nothing back into the community. Now, we're dealing with seniors and adults. You're dealing with adults with disabilities that most of them are impoverished.
Absolutely. All right.
So, you know, you don't want them to pay for everything.
No.
You don't want them to say, hey, you got to give me $1.50 for a ride. For a senior, that's a lot of money when you got to get your medication, you have to do all that. So that's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. How do people get in touch with InnovAge?
So there are enrollment specialists who are available to help any senior who wants to be able to get in touch with us. I can, at the bottom of the program, give you the phone numbers that you can call and reach if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, most of the time, seniors aren't into phone numbers. They're not into online. I know I've seen what is online. Try to get them to do online banking because you have to get their bank statements. And they don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. This show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. My name is Reginald McGlaughan. I am the community liaison. And if you're in need of home care, 215-921-2277.
And my name is Brianna Timmons. I am the recruiting and marketing coordinator for My Independence at Home. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277 or visit our website at www.myiah.org.
I have a question to ask.
Yes.
How are you doing with staffing? Staffing for us is hard.
So we have right now we're a publicly traded company, and all of those stats are out on the internet, so you can find all of that. We're across the country, so if I give you numbers here, it would just be here. But we're across the country, so our numbers are really out there for everyone to see. But we staff according to our participants.
Now, I do know that last year or the year before last, I spoke with someone for InnovAge. And, of course, we're having caregivers. There is a shortage of caregivers. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There is a shortage of caregivers. And I just thought maybe you can give us a little hint.
I don't have those stats for you.
Not the numbers of how to get them to come to work. We have over 300 employees, and we need more.
Wow.
Yes, we need more. So there is a shortage.
Well, we look for paid caregivers as well. We want to provide the participants with them. If they know someone who can do it for them, we encourage that as well.
Okay. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. We're going to switch over to Dr. Lehman.
Did I say that? Liebman.
Liebman. Mm-hmm. Dr. Lehman, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hello. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can. And now, you know, whenever we have a doctor on the air, I love to say this. What's up, doc?
What's up?
Can you tell us about yourself and what you're doing with InnovAge?
Sure. So I am a board-certified family physician who just fell in love with both pediatrics and geriatrics and just couldn't decide between babies or the elderly. And throughout my career, I really just fell in love with the elderly. And so, you know, spent about, I would say, 7 to 10 years just doing general family practice, and fell into life and pace, and just knew that this was the model of care that was best for our seniors, and haven't left and haven't looked back.
Now, did you attend school in Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir. I am a Temple grad, and I am a Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine grad. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but now I live in New Jersey. However, my heart's in Philly.
We'll forgive you for that last one. We'll forgive you for living in New Jersey. And now you're dealing with seniors or adults, 55 and older. What I read somewhere, women 65, 69 and over fall and break their hips. The life expectancy is cut short. Is that true?
It is true. It absolutely is true. And so, you know, the wonderful thing about PACE organizations and our life program is that we are a multidisciplinary approach to healthcare. And so, yes, you have your physician or, you know, your nurse practitioner, but within our centers and within our walls, we have occupational therapy, physical therapy, social work. And studies have also shown that, you know, falling is not just one discipline. It doesn't have to do with medications. It doesn't have to do with function. It has to do with all of it. And so the really cool thing about the LIFE program is that we have these disciplines in-house that can see our participants as much as they need, as much as they like. And we have the availability to take care of all aspects of what causes people to fall.
Now, do you see in the medical field that seniors, or how can, not without a bruise on the body, how can you tell that a senior is being abused? Because abuse does not necessarily mean getting beat. Abuse could be screaming at the seniors or holding their food back. Do you see much of that in your field?
You know what? I don't see it at the LIFE programs. You know, there's obviously a lot out there, especially with facilities. And I would really say that the most important thing in order to combat that and to see if it's happening or get a feel for it is having a relationship with your patient or your participant, because then you can see the change. So you're absolutely right. You might not see a bruise. And, you know, we know that abuse most of the time it's not physical, it's emotional, it's financial, it can be sexual. And so noticing changes in behaviors is really key. And developing that relationship, whether it be the physician or the social worker, so that your participant trusts you to be able to divulge any of that information is really important for us, especially because, you know, it does happen. And we see it not in our centers, but sometimes we see it out in the community. And I will tell you, our team is on that. They look for it.
Yeah, I know we look for it also. There's all kinds of reports that have to be made, Brianna, you know, that if there think there's any abuse, we have to report it, and it's a big thing. But I basically, my job is to be out in the community and engage with the community. And I do see a lot of things out there and some things that you cannot change because I guess if there's dementia in the person, if the senior has dementia, then they'll deny everything and you cannot override them. Is that true?
It depends. It definitely depends. You know, we talk sometimes about capacity and does a person have capacity? And, you know, we never want to take capacity away from our participants. Our number one goal is autonomy and dignity for participants, especially as they age, and we want them to age in their home. However, you know, that's not always the case, and participant safety comes first. And so if we feel as if a participant is not able to make decisions that are in the best interest or keeping our keeping them safe, we do intervene to make sure that they have that capacity to make decisions.
Now, I want you to hold on 1 second because I think we have one of your participants on the line. We have Ms. Teresa. Okay. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, I want to know, what do you like about InnovAge?
The service that they provide. And I say that because where can you get dental, podiatry, optometry, clinic, nursing, all in one place? And also have a place where you can have breakfast, lunch, and a snack, and you go on trips, you do activities. It's like a one-stop shop there where you can get everything that you need. So that's the reason why I say that it's the one-stop shop, because you get everything. You get everything.
And how long have you been with InnovAge, Ms. Teresa?
I was at one and I moved to another area of Philadelphia. So it's been about maybe 5 years, I want to say, I've been with the Life Pace program.
I like the idea that they feed you.
We love food.
As high as food is today, you get fed. So what activities do you participate in when you go to the centers?
We have jewelry making. We have a pottery. In the summertime, we also have, we can plant flowers outside. Or we're trying to plant some, we're trying to start for next year, starting vegetables to be planted outside. We do painting. We do bingo. We do, we have a Wii, so we play bowling, tennis. We have music that comes there. We even have two gentlemen that come in for our casino that we play with play money. So it's a lot of activities that we participate in. And then we just had a prom, a Soul Train prom last Friday, where everybody dressed up like in Soul Train, you know, 80s attire. So we plan a lot, and then we go on trips as well, like to the mall, we go to the movies, we go, like we're planning trips for, since the holidays coming up, to the grocery stores and to Walmart and some of the other grocery stores to get, you know, groceries or presents for people. So there's a lot going on at InnovAge.
I know. Didn't we do? You have a center, senior center on Allegheny Avenue.
Yes, we do.
We did a super bingo there.
Yes.
Super bingo consists of all of this, all of the entities that New Cortland is involved in. But Brianna, you can get tell them better than I about the super bingo.
The super bingo was very much Reggie's idea. So I don't know why he likes to bring up topics that he thought of and then say I can explain it all. But super bingo is something that Reggie thought of, where we are going to all of the New Cortland housing and centers, and we are hosting bingo there. And then the winners in those buildings will come and compete against each other to get an overall grand winner, sort of like bragging rights of the best in bingo in our area. So we've, so far, I believe we've done 10 centers. And Reggie is in the works of organizing the other 12 centers and getting those done.
That's awesome.
So the whole idea is to compete and do something different. Mm-hmm. And then we do the super bingos, everybody wins. We have so many prizes, and we do a speed bingo. And then when the pad is full, then that's the one who wins that competition. They get a grant, get a prize, go to the next level, and we feed them too also.
Oh, there you go.
We feed them. The next level, you'll win
like
a bigger
fun.
Prize.
Right.
Yes. We have a winner at the recreation center. I don't have the name on me, but we do have a winner from that one. Because I remember the Innovage trucks coming up there. Also, with my independence at home, we had a prom 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
We had 150 people. We fed them, and we had this. We gave away king and queen. We gave away TV to each one, the king and the queen.
Nice.
And was it done inside of a recreation center?
Yes, yes. In Darby.
In Darby, yes. And we do casino trips. We just do this. We don't charge for the casino trips.
Okay.
And we make sure you eat, and you got a $20 voucher, and we fed you. So we need to team up with Innovage because we go out. We haven't been out lately. Our last was the Harvest Fair. But we would love to join together and start doing these ventures together because we're out there. My job is to be out there. I have a good job. I keep telling people that. Yeah. I have a real good job. I could be anywhere doing anything. But ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Empowerment Zone. I am Reginald McGlaughlin. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277.
And I am Brianna Timmons. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website at www.myiah.org.
Now, Maria, what do you like about Innovage?
I love the ability that we have with this organization to continue to innovate and develop a program that deserves of the innovation and resources. PACE is a program that has been, that was born in California and has been developed over the years. But I do believe that Innovage is supposed to continue improving and developing the model and has the resources and the expertise to continue to expand the program in a good, strong way. So I love the opportunity that this organization provides to allow us to continue serving more seniors across the country.
Okay, now, Linda.
Yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
If you had to do a commercial for Innovage, could you do it now?
I can do it. Innovage is impacting the human condition. What we do is we are the all-inclusive care for the elderly. We're a program that provides services, activity, meals, transportation, physical occupational therapy, your physician, we're your insurance company, and there are no copays.
There's no copays?
There are no copays.
Not even a medication?
There are no copays.
Okay, that sounds good. All
there
right, now, Dr. Liedman, we heard from Miss Maria and we heard from Miss Linda. I would like for you to tell us, if I were a participant looking for a life program, why should I choose Innovage over any of the other competitors?
Well, so InnovAge is amazing because you have compassionate and passionate people working as a team to care for our participants. And I have not seen such passion and commitment to the care of our participants as I've seen here at InnovAge. You know, we work as a team. We want what's best for our participants. We have the time and the ability to spend with our participants. And each discipline is just so committed to our vision and committed to our community that it's amazing to see.
Okay. Now, Ms. Teresa.
Yes.
What are your thoughts of InnovAge?
That the people that care for us really care. They really have our best interests at heart. And you don't truly find that. We know that seniors, most of them, some of the family members don't come see them. So when they come to InnovAge, they get a sense of worthiness because they know that they're going to get the best treatment. They know that they're going to be cared for and that they genuinely love the participants. And that's what basically I get from InnovAge, that they genuinely love the patients, all the participants. They just genuinely love us and they don't always get that. So that's one of the reasons why I love InnovAge. Well, I get a sense that, you know, I belong to a place where they're going to take very good care of me, and I don't have to worry.
Well, Miss Linda's going to have that check in the mail for you for that great testimony there.
Miss Teresa is the PAC president, so she is the president of our participant our participant council. Very active, very, very active.
Well, you're very well versed, Madam President.
And I like that you guys actually have a council for your corporation. Mm-hmm. That says a lot. You means you hear those voices, you listen to what needs to be said, those suggestions, and they are more included and personable. So that's good.
And I'm in a lot of centers, and I'm in a lot of the senior buildings, and I see that yours is like, I would rate you as far as cleanliness is top. Because it, when you know, some buildings I go into, I'm not going to name them, the coordinators are not nice. They're hard to get to. I can tell when there's a coordinator that really, really is into their seniors. Mm-hmm. They're very protective, number one, which is a good thing to be protective of seniors because, you know, seniors are more vulnerable than most of us. And then they enjoy what they do. Mm-hmm. So that's the vibe I get from InnovAge.
And I agree with that. InnovAge and, you know, Maria Lozano is one of the biggest supporters of making sure that our facilities are clean. What she tells us is they're not our facilities. They're the facilities for the participants. And so one of the things that I do all the time is say, this is your facility. We need to make sure that you come in. We eat off of china. We don't eat off of paper plates. That's just not what InnovAge is about. We want to make sure that we truly do impact that human condition.
Now, Maria, how many buildings does InnovAge have far as assisted living, clinics? How many buildings do you have in Philadelphia?
And in Philadelphia, yes. I mean, our facilities, we have four facilities in Philadelphia. Across the country and the enterprise, we have 18 and growing.
Can you give me the locations for Philadelphia, please?
Yes, absolutely. And you have Linda who can speak about counties and zip codes. But we have a beautiful facility where I'm sitting at right now in Pennypack. Brand new and ready for many people to come and see it. It's beautiful, beautiful inside and out and very well located. Then we have another facility, St. Bart's, Allegheny and Henry Avenue. So, Linda, maybe you can talk a little bit more about the counties that we serve, which is a question that came up earlier.
Yes. So we serve the Philadelphia County, and we serve specific zip codes in the Philadelphia County. And we have on Henry Avenue, 3232 Henry Avenue. That's our Henry Avenue site. 1940 West Allegheny. That's our site for Allegheny. And then we have the St. Bart site, and that's on Jackson Street in Philadelphia. And then on 4401 McGargie Street in the Northeast is our last site. That's the Pennypack site in the Pennypack in Northeast.
Now, I noticed another thing I noticed about your buildings or your facilities is very secured.
Yes.
You just can't walk in there. Like sometimes they'll buzz you in, and you can't do that at the Innovate facilities because sometimes you have people up front right there that will just stop you before you get past that point. So that's a good thing for seniors. There are some places I know where you just get buzzed in. No one, you have no one to stop you from coming through that front door. And that's where a lot of riffraff come into play with seniors, and a lot of things that shouldn't, I believe, things that should not happen in these facilities because there is no really security. And I don't mean by somebody with a gun at the door, just someone to check you from not coming in. Mm-hmm. So is that for all of your centers or?
All those sites in Pennsylvania, yes. You have to be buzzed in. You have to have a reason to come in. So it's not like you can walk in off the street. We will, if you want to do a tour of our location, we can set you up to do a tour. So, but we do. We take the safety of our participants and our staff very, very seriously.
Now, Doctor, how many physicians does Innovaze have in the Philadelphia area? She's there. Doctor? Dr. Rachel?
I'm here. Yes. I'm just finding the right button to push. So we have a mixture of nurse practitioners and we have a mixture of physicians. And so I would say we are about, you know, 3 to 4 at each site so that we can accurately and actively take care of our participants.
So what is
You know, the cool thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish that. I thought you were done.
No, the cool thing is that, you know, unlike, you know, the outpatient world, we have the ability to spend a lot of time with our participants. So, you know, if we need to spend an hour, we spend an hour. And that's a really cool thing as a doc for me to be able to develop that kind of relationship and spend that time.
What is the difference between a nurse practitioner and the doctor?
So a nurse practitioner is able to diagnose, assess, and treat a participant as well as a physician. You know, if a nurse practitioner has any questions, they always have a physician to go to, but both are able to effectively treat any sort of diagnosis that our participants have. And we pride ourselves on that. So, you know, we're primary care, and so we're kind of the nuts and bolts of medicine, and so you know, the diagnoses that our participants have, we have a lot of experience with.
Now, what about people with intellectual disabilities?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We take care of participants with intellectual disabilities. You know, we really want to make sure that our participants have dignity, you know, in their later years. And so whatever we can do, whatever support we can provide, that is what we do. And the other thing with participants with intellectual disabilities, we are very comfortable and work very closely with families. So, you know, we are kind of that family outside of family for our participants. And many times family members need some support with taking care of, you know, somebody with many chronic medical or emotional or psychological conditions, and we provide them that support. So it's really, again, we're working a team within life, but we're also working as a team with the family.
And we understand that it can be very hard managing participants and, of course, like you said, not just the participants, but their family needs What would you say the current physician to participant ratio is at each center?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think all of that information is on InnovAge's website. It varies throughout the country. So I actually don't have those numbers offhand.
Now, is all of your facilities handicap accessible? Can I say handicap accessible? Is
that ADA, yes.
Mm-hmm. ADA, absolutely you can, and yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Even the vans?
Yes.
So, and when you pick up your participants, do you pick up their caregivers also?
So when the participants come into the center, they come alone. They don't come with a caregiver. Typically, when they go to an appointment, if they need an escort, they will have an escort with them from the InnovAge.
I see. Okay. So, therefore, now your participant cannot come with you to the doctors. The caregivers.
Yes, the caregivers can go to the doctors with the participants.
Okay. Now, do you allow designees?
I need more explanation.
Okay, a designee is to say, if I'm a participant, I want my children, like my daughters, or be my designated caregiver.
Yes, you can. You can say that.
And do is there any training for the designees?
Absolutely. They have to go through the same training that an employee has to go through, because they're de facto employees for the organization.
Okay, and I know I don't want you to tell me the pay rates, but I guess it varies from case to case.
You know, I think it does. So we use the paid caregiver program in Pennsylvania. We have a wonderful person in Harrisburg that we use, and she does all the work with us.
So now can you give out that secret phone number?
Give out that secret phone number. So in order to reach InnovAge, you can call us at 855. One moment.
All right, I'll give you some time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin, and I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home, and I know the phone number.
Oh, you
it's
know.
It's 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. Compassionate Home Care, 215-921-2277.
And my name is Brianna Timmons. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website at www.myiah.org, or you can visit us in person at 1 Winding Drive, Monroe Building, Suite 101, Philadelphia, PA 19131. That is located right off of City Line and Presidential Avenue. You can come in every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and fill out your application on the spot, be interviewed on the spot, and be onboarded within 48 hours.
Let me do the drum roll now. Okay. The phone number to InnovAge is?
The phone number is 855-487-6768. And much like Brianna, you can call us. Our website is InnovAge.com.
Now, Ms. Teresa, can you give us a 60-second commercial for InnovAge?
Yes.
Time is
InnovAge. Hello. InnovAge is a place to be if you have health issues. If you just need to get out and about and be with the community, they have everything you need. Eyeglass, foot, health, activities, everything that you would want to do during the day, they have. They have free breakfast, lunch, snacks, and you can mingle with the other participants and have a good time. They have DJs. They have everything that you need in this one place. So this is an insurance that you would want to have if you would like to have fun and be around other people.
Okay, you did that in 40 seconds. Not bad. You want to do this for a living?
She's the president of the committee. She does it for a living.
All right. Maria, can you do a 60-second commercial for InnovAge?
If you live in Philadelphia, you have to absolutely come and visit us at InnovAge. You need to come and see us. visit our sites, get to meet our team who are ready to take care of you and your loved ones. Come and experience what PACE is all about. Come and experience InnovAge.
Okay, that was Les.
That was me.
Now, Doc, bring us home. Okay, she's looking for that button again.
So, I found the button. I found it. If you want a team approach to all of your care, come to InnovAge and meet our teams and become part of the family.
Okay. Now, Linda, you going to, I know you did one before. But
I did one before, but let's I'll see, do another.
Do another, please.
Yes. InnovAge, the place to be. If you need your health care, you need insurance, you need any discipline, come on over. We're ready to treat you and care for you like you are family.
Okay, now what are we going to do this time for a few minutes? Did we miss anything? Any questions? Anybody want to add on to anything that we've said so far? And we don't like dead air time.
No dead air.
Doc, you have anything you want to add? She's lost the button.
I found the button.
Now,
is that Ms. Teresa?
Do you all provide housing?
No, we do not. We partner with New Cortland. We partner with other housing for our participants, but we do not provide housing.
Okay. And are any of your housing partners accepting applications for housing?
So we don't know that.
Okay.
I don't have that information, but New Cortland is definitely, again, a partner and someone that you can reach out to.
Okay, Doc, is there anything you want to add on to this interview?
I just wanted to say that, you know, this program is amazing. I keep on saying that word, but it's wonderful to just, you know, we're taking care of our participants through their entire lives, you know, and even when it comes to end of life care, we are able to provide that as well. So, you know, we work with our partners to provide the care they need. And it's just a wonderful program to make sure that we are just giving seniors and many seniors that haven't had care their entire lives. But at this time in their lives, we are giving them the care that they need and they so deserve. So that's all.
Maria, anything you want to add on to the interview?
No, just thank you so much for having us. It's been a real pleasure to get to speak to the two of you. And, it's all about delivering care and serving the community. So health care happens locally, and we're very, very happy and lucky to be part of this community that we serve. So thank you so much for the invitation. Thank you for having us. And hopefully this is the first of many more conversations to come.
Thank you so much. You know, the show will air again tonight, 8 to 9 tonight, and you can go online, WWDB, in about 20 minutes. You can download the show and put it on all your social media because you're going to get to own the show. And I think we have a bonus. We have another internet station that we just bought into that we're going to probably put the show on for the internet station. So I'll let you know when that will. I think it's on Monday nights, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll find out. Okay, Madam President, your turn.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything you want to add on to the interview?
Yes. Come join this family that you will not regret, because this is a perfect opportunity to get what you need, health, physical, mental, and just a peace of mind. So come join InnovAge, because this is the place to be, because we are all here, a family.
And I thank you very much. And I want to thank our phone guests because we're going to have to cut the lines off. I want to thank you guys very much. But no, you can stay on, but we're just going to just put your phone on mute so you can listen to the show. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. Lisa Robinson is our CEO. It's a great place to work. If you or your loved one is in need of home care, 215-921-2277. We had our guests InnovAge, which is called the LIFE program. They have caregivers also, but it's a different type of program. My Independence at Home, we have the home and community-based waiver. We will help you get through that process. We'll take you from the beginning to the end. From Max, Mr. County Assistance Office, Office of Aging, and help you with your MCO. So we'll make it easier for you because, as everybody knows here, they want 5 years of bank statements, and that's the thing that holds a lot of people from getting home care. We will help you get that. Again, dial 215-921-2277.
My name is Brianna Timmons, and if you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit our website, www.myiah.org, and visit our careers page, as well as come and visit us in person. One Winding Drive, Monroe Building, Suite 101, Philadelphia, PA 19131. You can come in every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., be interviewed, fill out your application, and begin your onboarding process all in one. And I would like to extend my gratitude to InnovAge, not just for being a part of the show today, but for also being one of the major sponsors for our Healthy Aging Fall Fest, as well as a major sponsor for last year's Healthy Aging Block Party. We cannot make activities like this in the community happen without people like you who are showing your dedication to the communities we serve.
Yes, I want to thank you for that also. It means a lot. I mean, you're a much bigger organization than we are, and you say, hey, guys, we're going to sit here. We're going to help you. We're going to help the community. And I think that's important to give back. Just going in there and taking and taking and taking and moving on to somewhere else, that brings a community down. It does not build the community. It brings them down because all you're going to do is just take from them. And what seed are you going to sow there? And that's right, exactly. And that's what InnovAge, and we have other partners. This is what you did. You sowed the seed. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, more people get to know about you. They get to know who you are. You get to mingle with people you haven't mingled with before. Right. How long, Linda, have you been with InnovAge?
I've been with InnovAge 7 months. So I'm relatively new to InnovAge. However, when I was introduced to PACE in Delaware, I decided I would never do any other work other than work with PACE.
Well, explain PACE. We didn't do that.
Sure. PACE is a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, and life is living independence for the elderly. So in Pennsylvania, there's a PACE program that's medication. We're not that. We are the program of all-inclusive care. So throughout the state, throughout the country, we're known as the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. But in Pennsylvania, we're called LIFE. So they're interchangeable.
And can you give the number a few times?
Okay.
Slowly, this sounds, because people are going to say, what, I don't have a pen, I don't have a pencil. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your pencils, pens, or whatever,
yes.
Recording, whatever you have, just get it together, because we're going to give you the phone number again to InnovAge.
And that phone number is 855-487-6768. There will be an enrollment specialist there waiting for you. If you call, again, the number is 855-487-6768.
Okay. Again, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. I want to thank you so much for that. My name is Reggie McLaughlin. Again, I am the community liaison. The Empowerment Zone is brought to you by My Independence at Home. We don't charge for anything coming on the air. We never charge money for coming on the air. We try to just enlighten the community, to educate you, because we believe that knowledge is power and you have to use it or you'll lose it. Again, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home, home care with quality, compassion, home care, 215-921-2277.
My name is Brianna Timmons. If you or someone you know is looking to become a quality, compassionate caregiver, please give us a call at 215-921-2277. You can also visit us at www.myiah.org, and you can also view our social media accounts at Maya Home. That's at MYIAHHOME, just to see all of the wonderful things we have going on here at Maya, to see how we treat not only our participants, but how well we take care of our caregivers and give back to the community as well. We would love to have you become a part of our Maya family. So please come and see us or give us a call today.
And, you know, our producer says you have 30 seconds to do a commercial. So close us out with a commercial.
So PACE is the best kept secret. If we all knew about PACE, we've been in existence for more than 20 years, but we want to serve as many seniors as we can, and we want to be able to provide you your medication, your DME, any physical occupational therapy. We want to be able to provide all services for you.
Again, thank you very much. Thank you, InnovAge, for taking the time out to explain to our audience exactly what you're doing. And as always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
See you next week.